Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Back again for another episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, I said Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, indeed, these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has promised, yes, indeed, the Most High has promised a regathering of his people, a restrengthening of his people, agreement restored among his people. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, for this to occur, we all must understand. I said we all must understand what Messiah meant when he said in Yohanan 15:14, he said, "You are my friends." I repeat, he said, "You are my friends." How about all friends of mine? Friends in my name. Friends unto my honor. If you do everything that I have commanded. My brothers and sisters, that is a very powerful, powerful premise. Messiah was actually saying that men have collectively a covenant together as a people. If they all seek all that is his pure and perfect will, I said all that is his pure and perfect will beyond every manner of false prophet. Let me explain that. Prophet, my brothers and sisters, is not necessarily just an individual who speaks falsely. But a false prophet, my brothers and sisters, is whoever would not speak according to the Spirit of the Most High, and indeed charges man also with... My brothers and sisters, also with not only a command, but the capacity to begin to preach, teach things the Most High would have man to remember according to that which is indeed the abiding word, the enduring word that is forever. We must understand what the scriptures mean. When the Most High has declared his word endures forever, it means it is to abide with us forever. It is a charge to our people, even throughout each and every generation. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, what he meant. He said, you, my friends, if you do everything that I have commanded. We understand that through the course of ages, my brothers and sisters, there's been controversies. Yes, indeed, controversies between worldly authority and those who are truly driven by the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin. How about bringing counsel beyond every fallen false standard? False prophet. Look at the word false. Look at the word fallen. Look at the word foolish. Look at the word fleshly. My brothers and sisters, a false prophet is one who will never speak the whole truth, never be true to the commission, the power to see how all things work together, declare the whole truth unto all the nations. That's what even Messiah said to do. He said, all power from on high has been given unto him. That means, my brothers and sisters, all the precepts of the Holy Kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that men have forgotten while under a multitude of variant rulers. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, he had surely in his righteousness exceeded all the misconceits and all the partial standards of man. Pure and completion offers one choice. A multitude of partialities, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of partialities can only be a multitude of divisions. Men compelled after a carnal mind seeking to be justified after less and the fullness the Most High would reveal. In fact, I would even go as far as to say that if man were not so carnal, if man were truly driven by the Spirit of the Most High, his utmost drive, I repeat, his utmost drive would be for the recovery of all that is missing. As Messiah, and surely did exceed all the unrighteousness of all the rulers of the earth. Now, brothers and sisters, unto his name, so man must do the same. If we read closely in Isaiah 50, one of the things we find is that Messiah, to restore covenant, speaks of attaining to righteousness, exceeding all the varying misruling entities of man. If we look at, I'm talking about Messiah. Well, we need to look first. We're talking about Isaiah. In the 50th chapter, when he talks about his rebuke, he dries up the rivers. He makes the heavens sackcloth their covering. He's talking about all the false rule of the earth, my brothers and sisters. He shows forth an exceeding word. And if we were truly driven by the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, we would desire to know what indeed, my brothers and sisters, in our conscience is missing. For purity and completion offers one choice, purity and completion. Restores a covenant, purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, restores a covenant with him who is one. Messiah, for this reason, when he spoke to his disciples, saying in Matthew 5:14-24, speaking about his people becoming an invariant light, he said to them, my brothers and sisters, then beyond all their rulers, even as he said, when he said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded, he was telling his people, my brothers and sisters, your righteousness, your sense of what is righteousness, even as his, must exceed that of all your rulers. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. meaning that the only chance man has for discerning the truth, I said discerning the truth the rulers would not tell, is by the gift of the Spirit. I said the only opportunity man has, only chance man has for discerning the truth beyond all the rulers is by the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that, again, my brothers and sisters, Messiah, what about Yohanan, John 14, 26 through 27? He says his Spirit will teach you all things. That he said, brings his Spirit will bring on, teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance. How about those things that the rulers would not even speak of or consider? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He said, therefore, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Meaning, he shows and reveals to mankind the way unto peace with him and his kingdom, even if the whole world and all its rulers would deny you that knowledge as to what indeed is true redemption. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, by the Spirit of the Most High that teaches all things, we should be compelled to seek all things. Think about it. The book of Jakob. We talk about all these things. I can talk about it much more. The book of Jakob, they call it James. We are told that though we be scattered among all nations, those who believe, though we be scattered among all nations, Most High still desires of us a perfect work. What do you mean when he said, what do you think he mean when he said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded? He desires of us a perfect work, and if we lack that wisdom, he said, ask him. I said, ask him beyond all your rulers. Not in by any means making a mockery of the Most High, nor being treacherously double-minded and dual in your allegiances. We must seek the one, regardless of what nation into which we may have been carnally naturalized. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what I am telling to you. Now, we read the scriptures on further. It says, let not the double-minded man think he receive anything from the Most High, for he is unstable in all his ways. My brothers and sisters, a man who seeks to serve two masters, shall we say that he should be constant, consistent, faithful unto the will of one, after the diverse ideas of many? My brothers and sisters, the Most High is who he is, and not as he is not. If anything that men believe and teach is astray from the mind of the Most High, who he serves is not, I repeat, not the Most High. The Most High, his very name declares he is as he is. Not according to a multitude of variances, not according to the imaginations of man. The Most High is never destabilized nor compromised at the misconceits of any man. And without question, my brothers and sisters, we must understand then the meaning of the scripture. It says if we have even a residue of the Spirit, I'm speaking of Malachi 2:16. It says if even we have a residue of the Spirit, we should know that the Most High desires one offspring of people after one Spirit. And thus we should guard the integrity of our spirit, seeking the Most High. Messiah said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, and defend my commandments. In other words, defend it against all worldly intrusion. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he come through by me. My brothers and sisters, what he was telling you, said, watch out and be careful that you guard the integrity of his conscience, reveal that you be led astray. He was actually saying, my brothers and sisters, to his people, said, if you love me, guard, maintain, defend my commandments, lest you lose your way. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's very important. Very important that we understand the meaning of these scriptures. For when he said your righteousness, again, must exceed that of your leaders, it means you must seek him for all that is his righteousness. And if you understand it well, my brothers and sisters, that is the reason why the scriptures tell us in Malachi, if we have even a residue of the Spirit, we should guard the integrity of a holy word. against every manner of altered influences. If we had done this, the 45,000 denominations dividing this world are dividing among, causing divisions amongst those who believe against the one vision, all these differences would not exist. But think about it. The Most High says he wants one offspring. He wants people after one spirit, one mind, one thought, one understanding. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11. In the name of the Most High, must all speak the same thing, one understanding. No divisions, no divisions among us. That means all seeing after one vision, one expectation. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, those scriptures go on. They say, though the Most High desires one offspring, the rulers have sought to hide their iniquity in the robe. In other words, have sought to mock the Most High, setting up false representations under robes, claiming to be priests. My brothers and sisters, priests under who? The Most High is one. They said the priests have gone forth and said, what? That everyone who walks according to his own evil, how about deviant, imperfect, impure way? The rulers have still yet said that if men walk according to their own imaginings, their own designs, that they are still somehow still yet good, complete, righteous, and that the Most High delights in such. My brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter, scriptures have said, if you read Malachi closely, for this reason, after that, we look in Malachi closely, we find what? He says the priests have been partial in the law, and for this year they shall be humiliated. The priests have been treacherous against covenant will of one. Therefore, with them he shall not be pleased, in that men have been turned aside from the one Father. He said that humanity, my brothers and sisters, has been beguiled, and that even the children of Israel have gone astray to love the daughter of a foreign god. In other words, the mindsets, the thoughts of others, my brothers and sisters, not innately familiar, if you will, to the mindset of the ancient Hebrew fathers. All this the priests have done. Look at Malachi 2. It says, hear, O priests. It means this reprimand is for you. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, reading on further. Scripture says the offering that men have given to the Most High have not been unto the full fruition of his will. That's really what it means. And men have had all kind of manner of variant value systems. As if you have even a residue of the spirit, you know that you need something far more than that. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the hope of faith has always been a world perfected. I said it all has always been a world perfected at peace, true to the will of one. And not to discern that is not to discern the covenant or the purpose of being called of faith at all. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, because the leaders have told the people that they all, or everyone walking according to his evil way, is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such. The scripture says the Messiah must come to purify the sons of Levi. I mean, sons of Levi, remember. That means he must purge out from the temple, from amongst the churches, whoever would teach partial standards, polluted standards, after the idea of another. And this he must do, the scripture says. The Lord whom you seek, oh, if we only understood what that means, shall suddenly come to his temple. Now, who shall be able to stand when he appears? He is like refiner's fire, like full of soap. And he will purify the sons of Levi, purge out all the corrupt priesthoods, all corrupt priests that were never really true priests unto the Most High at all, having no authority at all, because the commission was that by the Spirit they should teach all things. And if they refuse to do so because of other allegiances, my brothers and sisters, they have no authority before the Most High at all and have no integrity before him. Purity and completion, again, offers but one choice. He said he must restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. Pleasing as of old, as in former years. My brothers and sisters, who is it speaking? Yahweh says, the Lord whom ye seek. Malachi, in the third chapter in the King James Version, read that to say, the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. In the Aramaic, it says, he for whom you are waiting. To wait for someone is also to seek. Is in whom you delight. Okay, whom you seek and you await. You should also, my brothers and sisters, love to see his coming. The scripture says when he comes, he must reprove all your rulers. Wherever they are falling short. Wherever they are falling short of the mark, my brothers and sisters. Wherever they are falling short of the standard. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, it's important. Very, very important that we do. In order to establish that one standard of the one called Shashanshah, King of Kings, over all kings, it must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, the difference between the righteous and the wicked. When the scripture talks about he for whom you are waiting, we need to go back to Isaiah 41 and read those scriptures says that talk about they who wait for the Lord, we wait for the Most High, the one whom the Most High sends in this case. Call by the name of the Most High. You need to find out, my brothers and sisters, who was it? The Most High said he surnamed with his own name, according to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 49 as well. It says, the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you are waiting, shall suddenly come to the temple of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, they who wait for him shall renew. This one called by the name of the Most High should be renewed unto strength. How about my brothers and sisters? Renewed unto strength beyond all those who would weaken our resolve as a people. And if we look at Isaiah 41, we find that our people are strengthened again as a people when they hearken to the will of one beyond all a multitude of variant rulers who must all be exposed in their unrighteousness. The Most High has called him to subdue even kings, and the king shall be dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow. My brothers and sisters, proven foolish by his word. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand that the covenant with the Most High is not restored till man's trust in a multitude of partial standards is no more. When the scripture says, who can stand when he appears? We need to also examine, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 6:12 through 7:2. 16 through 17. It talks about, in 6:12, a great earthquake. Those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis know that this scripture is talking about what I call the secret city prophecies. If you don't know what I'm talking about there, please look on my website at www.hiddengospel.com, an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. www.hiddengospel.com/secret-city. You want to know who that one is that is called, is referred to as the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you are waiting. Isaiah 41 calls him the righteous one likened to the sudden arising of the sun. Revelation 16:12 calls him King of the East. Revelation 7:2 calls him the angel likened to the rising sun or rises in the east. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the word for angel there is king. East, rising sun. All the same. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, the king of the earth will be running for cover after the destruction of that city, and this one arises, who will only confirm those who overcome the marks of the beast, all the variant standards of the beast nations. You only confirm, my brothers and sisters, those who will overcome all the unrighteousness of the leaders, just as also he had. And only these, my brothers and sisters, who exceed all the misconceits of the nations, all the contrivances of the nations, are the conspiracies of the nations to recover all that is missing. They alone, my brothers and sisters, should be called the true children of Yah. They alone should be called the true children of Abraham. Much, my brothers and sisters, there to be considered. And if we read those scriptures, when it talks about the sealing of the 144,000, 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel, and those who will follow thereafter, we must understand, my brothers and sisters, what it means when it talks about at the 16th through 17th verses, what is recorded also at Isaiah 24 through 25, what is recorded also, my brothers and sisters, at Isaiah 49, particularly that 10th through 11th verse, where it speaks of one who comes sound, suddenly saying, listen to me, O ye owls, like the other scriptures say, keep silence before me. We don't want to hear all these alien thoughts. Listen to me, O ye owls, hearken to me, O ye nations, someone speaking to all the nations. Like scripture said earlier, let my people renew their strength. In other words, whoever would be called from the midst of all the earth unto the will of one, let them be renewed unto the strength and righteousness of one. It says, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb. Why? Because there's no peace after lawlessness. He's called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He made mention of my name to reveal his glory, reveal what is honorable before him beyond all the varying standards of the nations. With glory is also honor. To reveal what is honorable before him, what is acceptable before Yah. Made his mouth like a sharp sword. What the scriptures say, you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Like a sharp sword, they discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts. Hebrews 4:12. Made his mouth like a sharp sword. Revelation 2:26 through 3 and 6 says, either seek his perfect will or man be delivered to the sword. I come against him with the sword of his mouth, discernment. The word of Yah, sword of my mouth, the word of Yah, Revelation 19. He said, out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword with which he should smite the nations. And in righteousness, for righteousness' sake, he judges and makes war. What it means, my brothers and sisters, after a pure, perfect word shall the Most High send Messiah to reprove all the nations according to all that he has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets. Since the world began, look at Acts 3:18. 23. My brothers and sisters, what it means is that the Most High must surely expose all the variant standards of the rulers. I say he must expose all the variant standards of the rulers and men discern indeed what is a covenant under the sure will of one. Tonight may not be the night to explain all these things, but I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, over and over again, Isaiah 40 to 41. Isaiah 44 to 45. We could talk about Hebrews, my brothers and sisters, the book of Hebrews, particularly from around the 7th chapter to the 12th chapter, when the scripture talks about reestablishing a covenant, reestablishing a covenant by faith. We keep seeing, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures relating that the covenant is restored when a corrupt priesthood posed as corrupt and therefore invalid, that men might have faith in, my brothers and sisters, the ancient expectation, even to the overcoming of all the kingdoms and rulerships of the world. I want you to understand what the scriptures really mean when it says faith. The evidence of things hoped for and the substance of things not seen. What it means, my brothers and sisters, faith is the expectation. Did you hear me? Faith, true faith. Faith beyond all the varying standards of men. Faithfulness unto the will of one. They put down evidence of things not seen. My brothers and sisters, have we seen a people yet truly faithful under the pure, perfect will of one? When the scripture speaks of Messiah as Shiloh, I said, when the scriptures speak of Messiah as Shiloh, at Genesis 49, 1 through 8 through 12, It's talking about a lawgiver, my brothers and sisters, again, in Isaiah 42, who will truly bring forth justice, not one elected after the varying misconceits of men, but chosen by the Most High himself. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, salvation beyond all the misconceits of man is not after the misconceits of man, but the Most High has chosen who he will, who will restore righteousness. He said, Scripture says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth, and all the isles shall wait for his law. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we truly understand what this means. It means that Messiah must expose every fallen standard that men have upheld. And whoever will not teach Messiah as the one who comes to reprove all the varying standards of men, proving that none of the standards, the partial or impure standards of men are viable, whoever will not teach that standard, my brothers and sisters, is in fact still yet an unbeliever. For that eventuality, the eventuality that exposes all unrighteousness, reveals all things that have been hidden, is the only hope of a covenant restored beyond all the variant ideals of the nations. Think about it. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything I command. It means preserve and keep, even prepare yourself according to all that he commands. A day come when indeed, my brother, the scripture says, knowledge shall be increased. And he said, many shall be purified, tried, tested. None of the wicked shall understand, but those who done good works, those who desire to do good works shall understand. Many of my brothers and sisters, this is after an exceeding knowledge that men have forgotten. We need to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, what has impeded that increase? My brothers and sisters, true knowledge, it creates peace beyond a multitude of variant, partial ideals and pride of men. Again, my brothers and sisters, men were not so carnal. They would not be so easily beguiled by a lesser standard. Scripture talks about the day, and the other scripture I just spoke to you was in Daniel 12. It talks about in Isaiah 9, when Messiah appears, revealing the pure, perfect word beyond all the controversies of the nations that have been obstacles. You need to read around 8 and 9, Isaiah through 9, 8 through 9, 16, saying the leaders of these people have led them astray. And those who are led by them are destroyed. My brothers and sisters, it says of the increase of his government, there will be no end. Meaning that all that we see now is training ground, my brothers and sisters, to find out who is it that has indeed a zeal unto the Most High for all that is his will. Whoever does not seek all his will, my brothers and sisters, are not his children, are not the children of his spirit. It's after a carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, that men do not seek what is missing. It's after a carnal mind that men do not seek, my brothers and sisters, that which was long lost. It's after a carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, that men will seek to be exalted after the vicissitudes of their partialities and their multitude of pollutions. Woe to the soul, my brothers and sisters, that believes the Most High should be pleased with a thing corrupted, wearied, worn out after the varying factions of man. There's a reason why the scripture says, morning, Messiah will come forth in the last day, saying, morning by morning, that the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the evil way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Who are the weary, my brothers and sisters? Read Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4. The weary are his people, scattered across a multitude of varying nations, polluted after the ideals of another. Did he not tell his people, whoever would be his people, what is effectually written and related in the book of Jacob, they call James? It was understood by those who converted to the faith, my brothers and sisters, that just as the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bringing all things to remembrance, that the world might be perfected unto the will of one. Just as the gospel went forth, and the gospel is a pure, perfect word unto unifying the people. Again, my brothers and sisters, after the will of one, as soon as you start subdividing things, you destroy the peace. You destroy the friendship. You destroy the agreement. And you make a multitude of divisions. Again, purity and completion are one choice. Multitude of partialities are divisions. Men exalting themselves in their carnality, no longer seeking the perfect will of Yah for the good of one another, but my brothers and sisters oftentimes seeking to hide the truth, that they can act competitively, that men can act competitively one against another, and the arrogance of their variant ignorances. Man has despised the idea that the only hope of being restored under the covenant of the One Most High is by Him whom the Most High has chosen to reveal again His pure, perfect conscience. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Truly it is. To understand it better, I just have a piece of something I want to relate here, because I know this is a topic that's going to demand much explanation through the course of future shows. It's important that people understand it. Genesis 1 and 1 speaks of the covenant the Most High made with it. Well, excuse me, Genesis 17 and 1. I repeat, Genesis 17 and 1, the 17th chapter. We got it now. Okay, I've sought to correct what I see. Little small misprint. Down here, it's supposed to be Genesis 17 and 1. I may still be able to correct that. I'll see in just a moment. I'm trying to work at it now. Let's see how quickly I can get this set up, make this correction. Okay. If the correction is not up now, it should be very, very shortly. Because it's imperative at this point. Is well made and well understood. Because we must understand the spiritually minded. See, all that was missing. Okie dokie. All right, I got it back then. Hopefully, change will appear soon. There's a need to explain, look at these scriptures and look at them closely. I say there's a need to look at these scriptures and look at them very, very closely. Understand all that is implied. At Genesis 17 and 1, it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Most High appeared to him. Said to him, I am the Almighty Yah. About every power, precept of power is his. He says, walk well, walk righteously then before me and be ye perfect. Abraham was told this. What then is the Most High desire then for his children? Shall a covenant, my brothers and sisters, be related in its pure and perfect state and then be forgotten and not be considered broken? In the book of Jacob, we find the scripture that reads, if you break one law, you're guilty. I said, if you break one law, breaks even one law, if an institution then seeks to break or disregard even one law of the Most High, men are guilty as it regards the whole law. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that there's no perfect atonement or agreement at one with the Most High, according to any fallen standard. Again, Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded, that men may be made friends in him. that those who seek that pure, perfect will, my brothers and sisters, might be friends together, agreed together with him in his name. Brothers and sisters, the Most High, did you hear me, by no means agrees with any standard less than the fullness of all that is his desire. So when Abraham was 99 years old, the Most High appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty Yah, walk before me and be perfect. Well, brothers and sisters, what else should we seek to do before the Most High, who knows exactly who and what he is and always what has been his plan? Do we think we have agreement with him if we disagree with him in any point? Many years ago, my brothers and sisters, I talked about this before on the show. I remember sitting in my meditation chair, and the Most High spoke to me and said to me, shall a man disagree with him on even one point and live? And I already knew what the answer is. But the definition of life is attainment of conscience beyond all worldly contradiction. We start to perish. As soon, my brothers and sisters, and spiritually run to demise, as soon as we see confusion against the perfect will of Yah, friction will always be unto destruction. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand. He said, and I will make my covenant between me and the agreement. Okay, the whole purpose of faith and faithfulness beyond all the varying ideas of this world is that there might be an agreement with the one Most High. Most High did not say by any means that we had perfect agreement with him after anybody's lesser standard at all. See, I'll make my covenant between me and you. If you walk before me and be perfect, it means the covenant is perfect will of Yah. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah, how about Psalm 19? Let's go back there. It says the law of the Most High is perfect that converts the soul. Look at 19 and 7 of the Psalms. So you got to make my covenant between me and you. A covenant then convert all nations. Why do you say it? And Abraham fell on his, why did he say that? He said, and Abraham fell on his faith, and Yah talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, I am established my covenant with you. How about with you and through you? This is what he's speaking to his servant Abraham, and his servant of Abraham. Abraham, as a servant, was called the servant of Yah. And he says, my servant, and means servant of me in Hebrew. That's what the Most High was saying to his servant Abraham, who kept his will. My brothers and sisters, there's no antipathy against divine command in true service unto Yah. He said, as for me, behold, I am establishing my covenant with you through you. And you should be a father of many people. That means many shall convert, must be converted unto the pure, perfect will. What is the dispensation, the gospel, the pure, perfect word? That's what the word gospel means, the word of peace. My brothers and sisters, it's called the gospel of peace. It's a perfect word, complete word. They say many should be converted after the perfect will that must be manifest through the children, true children of Abraham. Oh, let us explain that. He said, neither shall your name anymore be called Abram. Abram. Your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many peoples. Ab meaning father. Abraham. Am meaning. In this case, peoples, my brothers and sisters. And he said, I will make you fruitful and multiply you exceedingly. That was not just his physical seed. So I make you a father of many nations. Many should be converted because of his faithfulness unto the will of one, to show that the world could indeed be converted for Abraham himself. Had to convert. You have to remember, my brothers and sisters, Abraham was the son of Terah, an idol maker. And he had to awaken beyond all the idolatries and misimaginations of man. And said, king shall come out of your loins, meaning that his seed shall rule in the world. And my brother and sister, the Hebrew word for seed means more than just physical seed. It means teaching. He said, I will establish my covenant between me and you. How about my teaching, my discipline, my covenant, my agreement? His agreement is only after his all that is his will. My brothers and sisters, Most High made agreement with himself to remain to his own perfection. He does not seek to bring unto himself or among his people a people who will constantly be enemies in their differences. He said, you're my friends. You do everything that I command you, meaning that those who convert into his faith must all seek his perfect, pure, complete will. Again, the word for peace is in completion, is in being made complete. Then I will establish my covenant, my agreement. Hey, how about my perfect will between me and you and your descendants after you throughout your generations for an everlasting covenant? And I will be the Most High, him who established all that is your conscience to you and your descendants after you. My brothers and sisters of all are molded in conscience after the will of one. And by the Spirit of the Most High, surely this is a transcendence beyond all the fallen standards of all the nations. Indeed, all the nations, my brothers and sisters, for teaching partial doctrine have all been false prophets. And Messiah warned against, therefore, men being subject or allowing themselves to be subject to any partial testimony. That's what a false prophet is. He said, watch out for false prophets, partial testimonies after which men draw hasty and errant conclusions. Purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, offers one choice. No divisions, when all can see the one vision. And he said, I will give to you and your descendants after you the land. He didn't say he would give his holy land unto a people partial in the law, or people argumentative against it. Again, he said there should be an increase in knowledge. And by that increase in knowledge shall be discerned who are truly the servants of Yah. He said in Isaiah, we need to go back to Malachi in this case, Malachi 3:18. He said you should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked. The righteous are those who seek all divine will, those who are his children and those who are not. Those are the children of Abraham who seek all that is divine will and those who do not. He said you should discern between the righteous and the wicked. The wicked mean the same thing as the lawless, those who prefer unrighteousness less than the fullness of all divine will. He said, you should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah, who is all that he is, and those who prefer a devil. He said, that wicked should be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this. That same prophecy, my brothers and sisters, comes from Isaiah 41, who prophesied of this earlier, saying all the rulers who maintain partial standards shall all be trodden down and exposed as foolish, fleshly, fallen short. And he says, the Son of Righteousness will rise. Again, another title for one called the King of the East. One like the rising sun. Come suddenly, my brothers and sisters, to expose all the darkness, to reveal all the truth the world would obscure, to expose those who would hide the truth from you. He says, we come with healing. The Aramaic, he says, it comes with healing upon his lips. A word that brings completion, my brothers and sisters. Which is why the scripture says, remember the law that the Most High gave to his servant Moshe. I mean, my brothers and sisters, that law is understood after its initial intents by the Spirit. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Here, my brothers and sisters, you must remember that law, that covenant, before it can come that great day of peace. And before there comes that great day of peace, my brothers and sisters, the truth must be discerned. There's a reason why, then, therefore, those scriptures say, throughout all generations, Abraham's seed must preserve this covenant. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The true children of Abraham would never delight in the covenant being, or any aspect of the covenant being lost. Messiah said, if any man seeks to deceive his brother against the covenant, make any brother deceived against any part of the covenant. I'm talking about 5:14 to 5:24. He's guilty unto hellfire because he's caused the damnation of many. Divisions among the people. Disagreement. It's time to look at Isaiah 41 and 8. And I only got a few minutes left, apparently. He said, but now, Israel, you are my servants. Messiah calling forth his people. Jacob, whom I have chosen. The descendants of Abraham, my friend, who sought on my perfect will. Whom I have strengthened, made one in his will, according to all divine desire. That I've called you from the ends of the earth. He's called forth his people from amongst all the variants, from all the lands of all the rulers. And in the Aramaic, my brothers and sisters, it says, I call you from the ends of the earth, from among the prophets, those who hear his voice beyond all the rulers. That's the only way you can exceed the unrighteousness of your leaders, the only way you can attain to the righteousness of Yah. And I've said to you, you are my servant. I did not say that they should, his people should anymore be in bondage to those who hide the truth. See, I've chosen you, have not rejected you. Fear not, I am with you. For the only attainment of salvation is according to the fullness of divine will that is only attainable by the Spirit. So the true prophets of the Most High speak and seek after a spirit that teaches all things, matures mankind into all things. It says, for I am your Most High, the Elohim. See, I will strengthen you. How else shall man be made strong beyond all the misconceits, all the partial standards of men, but by the power of the Most High? There's therefore only one Savior, for it is his will, his design, my brothers and sisters, that makes us whole. To be saved is also to be healed of all the misconceits of all the nations. See, I will strengthen you, I will also help you, and I will uphold you with the right hand of my what? My righteousness. He will uphold his people, strengthen his people with the trust in his righteousness. I did not see all the variant, unrighteous, fallen standards of men. We must understand, our brothers and sisters, though there be many who seek to partialize the words of the Most High, after such partialities and divisions, there is no covenant, there is no atonement with the Most High after a multitude of partial standards. And the goal of faith, my brothers and sisters, is still yet a people perfected unto the complete, unto the perfect will of one. So they will know this. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, hallelujah! And I do thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Be sure to check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Forgotten, Mutual Expectation, Prophetic Proof, Tribulation 7365 AD. All my brothers and sisters, the Gospel of Shiloh. Discern all these things, my brothers and sisters, which for a long time humanity has forgotten. Improve yourself spiritual rather than carnal, and show your great love of the truth, by which you might be saved, by which you might be healed, by which you might be made whole. Brothers and sisters, till we speak again, this has been Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might and his honor and his praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Let others know about this show. Because trust me, my brothers and sisters, with what has been said here, there's much implication. And to know what is said and not understand fully why it is said is to miss the point. And I would not have you, my brothers and sisters, to fall short of discerning what the Most High has revealed as the way of righteousness. It's time now, my brothers and sisters, that we realize the dream. For the true dream and expectation of the Most High, again, is a people perfected under the pure perfect will of one, rather than a people exalting themselves in their diversitudes, resultant of ignorance. Let peace come.
For the dream.